This is Rabbi Nissan Elburon, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. We'll begin Vav Amud Aleph 6a, the first section, the black text. Yesterday we began to question why the presence of trees proves that the field or the grave was ground into the field. We said maybe the trees are on the inside, the graves on the outside. We said no, that can't be because the graves are up by the Rishus HaRabim, by a public domain where you wouldn't bury anybody. Now the Gemara asks the opposite. V'dil matuma migavai v'ilanus mibrai. Maybe the trees are on the outside and the tuma is on the inside. Right? Maybe they just planted trees around the questionable area. So my answer is no, but misubachin. By misubach literally means in modern Hebrew complicated, but here it means that the trees are everywhere. Right? It's not just lines of trees with open space, but the trees are scattered throughout the entire field. We know that the field was plowed. The ibai is ema, or we could say that we're not really worried about inside, outside, all of this stuff. Ha'amaran, we already said before, Emachik and Sion, Mimakam Tumash, Aishalahav Sinai Eretz Yisrael. We don't place the marker too far from the place of Tuma, because we don't want people to not, you know, be able to walk through all, as much as Eretz Yisrael as they can. So we're assuming that the Tzion is very close, of the Tuma is very close, and if the trees are there, so obviously it was plowed and the trees were planted. Rabbi Huda had said, right, we learned yesterday, Achie Sham Zaken O Talmud, you can't make such a determination based on trees or not. Right? You need to have an elder, a Talmud Chacham, there to make that determination. Because not everyone is such an expert, right, in these matters. Amar Abaye says, Abaye Shmamina, we learn from there. Tzurma merabanan deika b'masa. If you have a talmid chacham who lives in the city, kol mile demasa alei ramya. All of the matters of the city are placed on their shoulders. They're thrust upon them. Right? You know, whether or not the agriculture and the trees and the plowing, right, was that really come up in the learning of halacha per se? The answer before this might have been no, except you're the Talmid Chacham and you're in charge of manners of ritual purity and impurity of Tumah and Tahara. So you got to know it. You got to figure it out. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Matza Eben Mitzuyanes, you find a rock which is designated, right? The Tumah rock. Or a rock that designates Tumah. So Tachteha Tumah. Under the rock is Tumah. Shtayim, let's say you find two of those rocks. So the Gemara says, Imiyesh Seed Benehem. Right. If between those two rocks there is, right, sid is this lime, right, which they would place. Right. If there is this sid between the two of them, so that is going to be a problem. It's going to become tummy. Right. Imye b'neim tummy. V'im ein sid b'neim, but if there is no lime between them, Beinehem is Tahor, in between is going to be Tahor, right? So how does this lay out? You have one rock. Okay, that's it. They place the rock in the place of Tuma, and underneath it is impure, and that's it. If you have two rocks, so the question is, are they two separate Tuma locations, or are they, right, marking the boundaries of the place that's Tuma? And that's determined whether or not the lime is spread in between these rocks or not. If it is, the whole place is Tuma. If not, just under the two rocks is Tuma. Okay? Good system. Now the Gemara asks, wait a minute, Ba'afagab Daleka Choresh, even though there is no plowing in between, right, we're still going to say it's good. Ve'atanya, we learned in the Braisa. Matzah Eben Achat Mitzuyan, and if you find one rock that is designated, right, here lies Tameh. Tachteha Tameh, underneath the rock, there is Tumah. It's going to become Tameh. Right, there, we assume this. Sorry, there is impurity under the rock. Shtayim, if there are two rocks, im yesh choresh beinehem, beinehem tahor. If they plowed between the two rocks, then we know for sure that in between the two rocks it is impure. Sorry, it is pure, it is tahor. That's my brain. Ve'im lav. And if there's no plowing, beinehem tameh, then we assume between them is impure. Right? So here, it's the same calculus, but the determining factor is not whether there's lime between the two rocks, but whether it's plowed. If it's plowed, it's good. If it's not plowed, it's tameh. So in our first source, why did we totally ignore the question of plowing? So Amar Rav Papa says, Hacha, right, what's our case here? Kishehasid shafuch al roshehen, merude lekanu lekan. Right, when the lime is poured on the top of the rocks and it's kind of going down, right, running off the rocks. Now, how that plays out in terms of plowing, that you must come back and join us on Friday. This concludes our learning for today. Apparently, Seymour gave us all for Thanksgiving, so I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turkey. Be thankful. Come back on Friday, and we will learn more Torah.